Chapter 20. At the start of the year, at the time when kings go on campaigns, Joab led a military expedition and devastated the land of the Ammonites. He came and besieged Rabbah, while David stayed in Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and tore it down. Then David took the crown of Malcham from its head and found that it weighed a talent of gold. And in it there were precious stones, and it was placed on David's head. He also took a vast amount of spoil from the city, and he brought out the people who were in it and put them to work at sawing stones and at working with sharp iron instruments and with axes. That was what David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Finally, David and all the troops returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out at Gezer with the Philistines. At that time, Sibekai the Hushathite struck down Sippai, who was a descendant of the Rephaim, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair struck down Lahmi, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear had a shaft like the beam of loom workers. War broke out yet again at Gath, where there was a man of extraordinary size, with 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in all, and he too was a descendant of the Rephaim. He kept taunting Israel. So Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, struck him down. These were descendants of the Rephaim in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants.